You're listening to SBS News.
Berlin's Tech Open Air is not the largest technology festival in the world, but it has established a reputation for leading the field, with 20,000 people expected to attend. Founder Nico Wojcik explains that the idea of the festival is to bring people from many different fields together and not just from technological backgrounds.
With TOA from day one, we wanted to build an inclusive platform for technology exchange, collaboration, knowledge exchange. So rather than have an industry-only insider event for technologists and startups and venture capitalists, who definitely form the majority of our attendees, we wanted to mix that up and bring in academia, bring in politics, bring in the science disciplines and communities.
The festival is a little different to many other major technology events. Half of the speakers are women, and there are chill-out areas, meditation and yoga. Myra Frank from Google for Startups Germany says Google has even built a beach.
We have lots of Googlers, Google experts, mentors and founders by the beach, and we have a fleet of paddle boats that are up and running all day where VCs are meeting startups, where female founders can meet established female founders or Google experts to provide advice on how to scale and grow their businesses.
Nicole Scott is the editor of the Mobile Geeks technology website. She says since the introduction of the smartphone in the last decade, people's digital lives have been transformed. And at the festival, companies are not merely trying to reinvent already existing technologies.
We're seeing a lot of startups that want to change the way you get around or change the way that you smoke or change the way that you just live your life in general. So the change that we're going to see in our digital lifestyle will be around apps and services, but not in the way that we know it today. So we have Spotify, which has changed the way that we listen to music because of a subscription model. But we're going to see beyond that to how different types of services, like say mobility, ride sharing, the way that artists can engage with their users directly. It's all about things coming back into the real world. The apps of, say, 2018 are about you engaging with the internet. The apps of 2019 are about how you're going to engage with the world.
Romanian-born, Munich-based author Tina Roseva has taken dating apps to a new level with a project that connects people to a suitable mentor.
Developed a matchmaking application that connects the employees of a company in a peer-to-peer micro-mentoring. This means that they can find the right expert at the right time for the topic that they are currently working on. And with this, we turn mentoring from a program to an abundant resource of information and collaboration at work.
Founder Nico Wojcik, however, believes that a technology festival like this is more than just somewhere for experts to show off their latest toys. He believes it's a step towards solving some of the greatest challenges facing mankind today.
Such as climate crisis, the war on AI dominance, automation, topics that we believe no industry alone or no nation even alone, even if populace will likely try to convince us that nations can solve these issues alone. We believe they can't, and neither can certain industries. So it needs that interdisciplinary collaboration and knowledge exchange.
The festival is attracting influential political attention. On the first day, the German Federal Minister for Digitalization, Dorothy Barr, visited the event. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.